Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. Thanks for being part of my day. We got some stuff, new stuff on the website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. We update it every single day. Don't forget to check out the video. Take the poll question. That's a new question every week. Want to know what you think? When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter because we will send you that every Sunday afternoon by email. Get you ready for the week ahead. You'll get some stuff in that in the newsletter that will be before anybody else gets it. So check that out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I want to switch horses a little bit. It's just you and me, by the way, and I want to talk about something that I heard on the news recently, this week. As you know, this is about about Europe, especially Greece. The specific thing that I heard was about Greece. As you know, Greece is insolvent. Greece is bankrupt with no visible means of recovery on their own. They've been bailed out quite a bit by the Eurozone, by the other members of the EU. And so they're going through a lot of political changes over there. There's some elections. In fact, they've got an election coming up this weekend in Greece. And one of the interviews I heard was an advisor to one of the pretty radical left socialist parties in Greece. This guy was an advisor. Now, the person he works for is so far to the left that if he gets elected to be, I guess, I'm not sure what the position is in Greece, president, premier, prime minister, I don't know what they have over there. I guess the president, I don't know. Anyway, if this guy gets elected, they're concerned, people are concerned that the stock markets will take a dive. I mean, that's how wacko this guy is. Well, his advisor was interviewed, and he was, and by the way, in this office where these people are operating out of, there's a sign that says, "Fight capitalism with every fiber of your being." Basically, that's what it says. Fight capitalism, and so they're socialists, and they say this guy said, "We think socialism is a better system. And if this guy gets elected, he's going to restore the pay that the people had before that they weren't earning already. He's going to restore a bunch of the entitlements that have been taken away from them in this austerity program that Greece has been trying to implement so that Greece can somehow become solvent again some way or another." So think about this. This guy loves socialism, but it's the system that basically got them to the insolvency that they are. They took the money from other countries that were less socialistic than they were, that were more capitalistic than they were. And the reason those countries had the money to pay to loan them, which basically will be wind up being a gift because they won't get their money back. The reason those countries had the ability to do that is because they were capitalists, even with the socialistic safety nets that they have in Germany and France, places like that, still they're basically capitalistic countries. So while they were taking the money of the capitalists, they were decrying capitalism, and so it blows my mind. It amazes me how seemingly intelligent people can look around and say, okay, we're going to restore socialism, which means that people are going to start getting things that they didn't really earn. But he never tells us where that money's going to come from. See, that's the thing about entitlements. That's the thing about socialism. That's the thing about things like raising minimum wage. We have people here in this country who still want to raise minimum wage again. But whenever people talk about those things, and we're at a point in time on planet Earth where we have to start asking ourselves And we have to answer the question, where is the money going to come from? We are now at the break point on planet Earth, especially in the West, where we have to say, where is the money going to come from? With America's debt on par with our GDP, where is the money going to come from? Everybody wants nice things. Everybody wants more. Everybody wants, we all like the entitlements, right? But we have to ask this question. We have to be honest about this. Where is the money going to come from? To that man in Greece, somebody should ask him, where, you don't have the money. You aren't capable of creating the money. So where is the money to pay all these new wages, this extra retirement, this early retirement? Where is the money going to come from? The countries, the sovereign nations on planet Earth can no longer continue to just print money. We've come we've maxed out the credit card. The sovereign credit cards have been maxed out on planet Earth. We have to stop. We've got to start producing. And the only way to stop and the only way to get ourselves out of this problem we have is through capitalism and entrepreneurship. It's the only way. It's the only place that the money can come from to get these things that we want. Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.